Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 Network with me, your host tonight, Shannon Young, Mr. 100, coming at you once again on this great Thursday evening in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Jesse, why are you staring at me like that? Well, Shannon, I can't help but notice we didn't do the normal intro to PZ85 After Dark.
Because he wanted to do his radio voice.
No, we did not because, unbeknownst to you guys right now, but if you guys listening have already heard, that's because I wanted to go with a Chris Cornell song to open without the usual fanfare. Okay. We're going to talk about that in a second. Very sad day for the music world and for the entertainment world just in general. Again, I am Shannon Young. I'm your host. Jesse Kimball's down at the end of the table.
Hey. He's
the co-owner of Podzilla 1985 and a very good friend.
CC.
You later. To my right, Lindsay Wolfgang, fresh out of her stint in jail.
I was not in jail.
How was it?
Why would you say that?
Jeez. All right. She's getting a red light. She's getting a red light.
Because I ran a red light.
It was a stop sign. It was completely different.
I know.
And then to my left, Little Miss Fidget.
What?
Little Miss Fidget.
Because she's fidgeting with things, but in the opening. Just get her one of them spinners.
Okay. You were combining midget with little fitty, and I was about to come attack you.
I feel like that's your own personal.
That's some reflections. Yeah. Like that's something deep in you. You have to fix.
You were projecting that on Shannon right now.
Yes.
But speaking of being tiny, one real quick. So I found one of my like old trading cards from when I would play like Optimist basketball, and you know parents would order pictures. My parents let me get trading cards.
I'm sorry. Did you say Optimist basketball?
Optimist League.
You never heard of that?
I have not.
It's in Jackson. I don't know what that is.
It's in Cape too.
Okay.
Anyways, so I had a trading card and I was 14 and I was 5 feet and I weighed 84 pounds. In 13 years, I have grown like 1 inch and gained 10 pounds.
So you're 5'1".
Yeah. Maybe two. I don't know.
If it makes you feel better, Alexa Bliss, the women's champion, is only 5 foot.
Feet, yeah. 5 feet of fury.
5 feet of fury.
Yeah, that's why I like
her. She ripped that off from you.
Yeah.
Completely.
We'd be besties.
Oh, and I would hang out with you every day. Hey, Mandy, what's up? Is Alexa here?
Yeah, it wouldn't be about me. Just be using me.
Let's see. You said that was 13 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. 13 years ago. Well, then again, 13 years ago, I was a sophomore in high school.
I was 14. So I'm 27.
Yeah. Wouldn't
that be like 8th or 9th grade?
14?
Yes,
it'd be a fresh. I'd be 13 years ago because this is my 10-year anniversary from high school graduating.
Oh, this is your reunion year?
Yeah,
congrats! You going?
None of my class has stepped up and organized it, so we're not having one.
Cool.
At least it's not the case of mine where they decided to do it like a month in advance. So unless you literally lived in the area, there was no way it was going to happen.
Yeah, this one, unless like it's happening and no one thought to invite me, which is a distinct possibility.
Or mine, when they tried to deliver the letter to me and I'm sitting out on my porch with a shotgun going, you best go back where you came.
Some of my class was mad that they didn't have a 5-year and I was just like, okay.
I don't understand the 5-year ban.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to be reminded at all how long it's been since I've been in high school.
My 10-year is next year and I don't plan on going.
Facebook has been reminding me a whole lot because, okay, so one of my graduation presents when I graduated high school was a camera. It was a digital camera. It was the first one I ever had. Like, camera phones weren't completely huge by this point.
Yeah.
Like, I did have a Razer phone, but the camera wasn't particularly spectacular. Anyway, I had a digital camera, and I was taking it to school, like, you know, snapping pictures, you know, memory, senior year in high school, and I had posted them to Facebook. And Facebook has been reminding me for the past few days, 10 years ago today, I'm like,
right.
Yeah, I love when I get 10, it's like 10 years ago today, but I swear it was last month. Like, it's been that long and I haven't done anything with my life.
Because I keep thinking, like, this also means that I am now 6 years out of college.
The weird thing is thinking about how long you've been out of college.
Yeah, I have been out of college longer than I was in college, and that... Like, it's really, really strange to think about.
I've been out of, oh God, no, I don't want to tell that story.
I've been out of college for 1 year.
I've been out of college for 12, eight. I think, because I went to college a little later than everybody else. I skipped a couple years after high school, but 17 years since high school graduation.
Forgetting you're that much older than me.
Mm-hmm. I forget sometimes that much. You know, I feel like, oh my God, I'm so old. I'll be 35 this year. I might as well start planning for retirement. But
nay.
I mean, technically you should, but...
Well, what's weird, though, is that, like, I hear that I'm 35, and I go, oh, my God, I'm so old. I'm so old now. And then you hear today, like I mentioned at the top of the show, Chris Cornell, lead singer of Soundgarden and Audioslave, died last night, and he was 52. Mm-hmm. And my first thought was, wow, he was so young.
Right.
You know, it's so weird.
Yeah. Well, young to die, like,
yeah.
I feel like that's a distinction that's important to make.
But when I look at like Chris Cornell and Robert Downey Jr. are the same age. They're both 52.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at them, I think, okay, they're both good looking and have a lot going for them. So I've at least, if I can get my life under control, which is the real question mark, I've got at least 17 years before everything goes downhill completely.
I mean, they say that 50 is the new 30.
That's a lie.
I mean, clearly.
30 is the new 50. Because I feel worse now than I'm pretty sure my parents did when they were 50.
That probably isn't true.
No, not my dad. He was a drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had all kinds of problems.
Like, I mean, I'm doing way better right now than my dad was at my age.
I mean, I'm doing better than my dad is now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely doing better than my dad is now as well, but for different reasons.
Is it the same reason?
Well... It depends if we're talking about my stepdad.
Your father or your daddy?
Yeah. No, yeah. If we're talking about my daddy, yeah, it's the same reason. If we're talking about my father, no.
Thanks, Yondu.
Yeah. Oh, Yondu.
You son of a bitch. Oh, Lindsay just
spoiler
remembered.
Shit. Almost
Well, no, because he was in that, he had less of a part. Shit.
It's because he was Mary Poppins.
Yeah, let's leave it at that.
Mary Poppins, yo.
And if you haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy 2, go see it.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really worth seeing.
So I got up this morning. And I went down to Allie's to help her with her cat because it just got spayed and has to take medication. And I have to hold the cat still, and then she puts it, the drops in her mouth or whatever. And I checked my phone afterwards because I was like, okay, what have I missed? And, of course, the group chat, the legendary PZ85 chat, had like 85, which is slow for us normally. No, that's slow.
I guess
it depends on how long, like, of a gap. Like,
yeah.
That's slow by the time you normally get on at 10 a.m.
Right. Normally when I get on, it's like 240.
Yeah,
and it used to be I could just go Cody recap. Yeah, Cody's gotten lazy.
No, Cody got bitter. I think like we made fun of him just a few too many times.
Too many Ghostbusters jokes. I think
like he's done with recaps.
So I checked my phone and I got a headline from CNN: Roger Ailes has died. Which those of you that don't know, if you don't keep up with the news like I do and like Jesse does, and I know not Lindsay, Mandy.
I get my news through you.
That's
I pop
scary.
In here and there.
Liptards.
A lot of it's like Philip DeFranco.
Oh, yeah. Philip DeFranco's a pretty good guy to watch. I recently got into him, thanks to Ethan. But yeah, I checked my phone. Roger Ailes died. He was the guy that ran Fox News forever, like basically built it from the ground up and, huge in the news industry. And then he got fired last year for sexual harassment. Apparently the Fox has paid out like $45 million to women to be due to sexual harassment from him and Bill O'Reilly and probably others that haven't come out yet. I'll give it time. So Roger Ailes died, and I knew the first reaction. I was like, oh, I bet if I check group chat right now, Asa's dancing in the street.
Because it actually wasn't Asa, like, the only person.
Well, everybody.
I mean, like, nobody was upset about it, but I think Cody is the only one that had positive words to say about it.
About it or him?
Roger Ailes dying.
Oh, like, what do you mean positive? Like, yeah. Hey, good news, guys, or he was important.
Little of the first. Well, because that news came after Chris Cornell.
Yeah, see, I didn't know Chris Cornell. I didn't know that at first. It wasn't until I saw the Roger Ailes story, and I decided that I wasn't going to gloat about his death, and that I can recognize the significance. Somebody we know.
Don't worry about it. No.
Just PZ85 fans.
Probably.
Yeah. Are they at the door?
They walked away. They waved and walked away.
Okay. Yeah, Roger Ailes was very important in the news industry. You can't take that away from him, despite being a scumbag. But I saw that, and then I had two stories below that, one from CNN and one from, I want to say, like MSNBC or Facebook or something like that, that just had Chris Cornell. That's all I could see was Chris Cornell. And if I saw the one, and I didn't think anything of it, and then I saw the second one, and I thought, oh, no, please no.
Yeah.
Please don't be. And sure enough, Chris Cornell dead.
Because basically the way the news went this morning – because I saw it, and then I got in the group chat to see if it had been posted already, and it had. So yeah, in the group chat, it went, Chris Cornell's death was talked about, then Bobby Moynihan leaving SNL, and then Roger Ailes dying. So it was one of those, like, oh, crap. Oh, bummer. Well, okay.
Okay. I'll take that.
A little good news today.
One less scumbag in the world. I'm super bummed out about Chris Cornell dying.
I am too.
And I think everybody is. That's that's like the one guy that united everyone. Well, except Allie. Cause I was like, you know, Chris Cornell?
No.
Well, do you know this song?
No.
Everybody knows You Know My Name.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, like when I first heard it, I was like, that sounds, and then I saw like the Soundgarden audio, and I was like, no! Then it like, cause there are so many bands, it's hard to keep up sometimes.
Well, Stephen Bright, he came in and he didn't realize that Chris Cornell was the lead singer. He just thought he was a singer named Chris Cornell.
Yeah.
And then he saw me posting about it. He was like, wait, the guy from Soundgarden?
Yeah.
And Audioslave? Fuck!
Yeah, I know.
And then Steven got real sad. Like, everybody's been posting stuff about it. Lonnie and I were texting each other this morning about it because he's super bummed out. It was like his favorite singer. It's just really sad.
It's kind of surprising, actually.
Lonnie was really into the grunge scene.
That
Seattle music.
I always thought
music.
That he was more into like the 80s rock stuff.
Like,
no, that's me.
Rush and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, his child's middle name is Rush. that is not a joke.
That's not
gentlemen.
An accident.
That's not that. Say because of Mega Man, but that still references Rush. Because rock and roll.
Not the worst though. I heard a kid. It was on like the Montel Williams show years ago. They named their kid Metallica.
Yes.
Well, did you ever see?
Thanks, awful parents.
That'd be JR's kid.
Keep rocking. Huh?
That'd be JR's kid's name.
I don't want to see JR's kid's name. I don't want to see JR's kid.
Wow.
Oh,
sorry,
man.
JR.
Sorry, JR.
I was just trying to really recognize that I knew
to move
Metallica.
Past that, do you remember the little redneck kid from GameStop whose name was Remington?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, with the rat tail?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, so this kid comes in, like, decked out full in camo, and he's just checking games out and stuff. He's got a rat tail. And, like, I think it's me and Shannon working, and I'm just like, man, what an unfortunate child. And then, like, his mom walks by, and like, Remington, it's time to go. And then, like, me and Shannon immediately just look at each other and just, like, stone face.
That's not his name.
Can't laugh yet.
That's not his name. Oh, that is an unfortunate child. That's a name you got to live up to.
And the rat tail isn't helping.
You got to be just the biggest douchebag to have that kind of name.
We hired a new kid, and his name is, like, Gunthery? Yeah.
Gunthery.
Could they not spell Gunther?
That's got to be a
family
name. No,
it's Gunthery, though. And then our newest hire's name is Dale Dick.
Is his last name Dick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe Dale his last name's Dick. Richard.
I don't know. But my boss was like, hey, go out there and ask him if he's always been a dick. I was just like, oh my God, I'm out. I'm leaving. But yeah, Gunthery. I'm like, what?
Gunthery. Yeah, that's gotta be a family.
But then it just reminds me of Gunther Wheeler.
What is Gunther
Who's
Wheeler?
Gunther Wheeler?
From the Paper Brigade Disney movie where he delivers the paper and he shoots paintball guns.
What are you talking about?
Lindsay?
This you never saw the Paper Parade?
I didn't like it. I watched maybe like 10 minutes of it and said nope.
Oh. You know what else Lindsay hasn't seen, I bet?
What's that?
The trailer for the Dark Crystal TV show that was put up today.
I saw it got posted.
Why are you telling me this? Because this could be really good or really bad.
Well, I hope it's really bad since you don't
at least Henson Productions?
I don't know. I think it's all CG'd.
That's not that doesn't tell me anything over who's behind.
McG.
Mick Jagger?
McG, the guy that did the Charlie's Angels movies.
What? Shannon's making that up.
I am. I was about to start hitting you with the LaBeouf stuff. Starring, produced and written by Shia LaBeouf. Starring Demi Lovato. Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber.
I saw it got posted, but I didn't actually see the trailer.
I haven't watched it either because it means nothing to me. And I don't mean that as an insult. I just never watched The Dark Crystal.
I didn't
so
either.
So it means nothing to me, but I know Lindsay's a big fan.
I rented that thing so many times from the library.
You know what I rented so many times?
What's that?
Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters. I've told this story before. The place that I used to rent it from felt so bad for my mom, they gave her the movie after the 30th rental. They were like, just keep it.
We did the same thing with Ocarina of Time. Did I ever tell you that story?
They just gave it to you?
Yeah, because we ended up like one time we racked up a late fee on that thing of like $320.
What?
Yeah, we kept it for a really long time, and basically this was back when
were you playing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Were you playing it, or were you playing it, and then it just sat on your shelf for 4 months?
No, because the thing is, like, me and Jake were like 8 and 9, not respectively. He's a little brother. Anyway, we rented it, but the thing is, like, that video rental place was only nightly. It was $3.50 a night.
Jeez. And if you were late, you just got billed for another night. And so Jake and I just kind of kept it until we beat it, which took a while.
It's a big game.
It's a big game. So
like you each beat it or you combined beat it?
Combined beat it. Because okay. Both of us, we were kind of playing it together because there were certain things okay. that I could do better than Jake and vice versa.
Okay.
I was way better at the puzzles than Jake.
So it's been my weak spot for Zelda.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So yeah, no, we eventually took it back and then we went to rent something else and the dude was like, you have a $325 late fee. And so we were like,
You started reaching in your pocket and pulling out change.
No, so we went back home and mom was like, why didn't you guys get anything? We have a late fee. How much? So
you don't want to know.
Oh my God, what'd your mom say?
Well, we ended up just going to the other video rental place on the other side of town. And, eventually, I think they like called us because we gave them a lot of business. We lived literally next door and we rented several games per week from them. So I think like the manager saw that we hadn't been in a while and called us like, we went ahead and lifted that late fee. And then, so we went back over and we rented Zelda again.
As you walked out there, just like, motherfucker. Bastards.
Because I don't think we had quite beaten it when my mom discovered that we still had it.
I forgot there were places that used to rent by the day. Mm-hmm. Like the place, Jay's IGA in Mountain City, Illinois did the same thing. And I would go there and rent a new game every day. What the fuck are you supposed to do in a day on a video
seriously.
Game?
Yep.
You know, sorry, go.
No, you're good.
Jeez.
Anyway, I was just gonna say the way the
she put her hood on, she's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, the way the daily rental place went there, we made sure that we didn't rent like after a certain time because basically, unless we were renting just a movie, if we were renting a video game to get the most time out of it, you had to go in and open because it wasn't technically due back until 6 p.m. the next day, and that didn't matter when you rented it.
Right.
So if you got it at 10 a.m., you had the most amount of game time.
Right. God, I miss those days of rentals, though.
Right.
How excited you were when you go grab a game and get it for a day.
Dude, mm-hmm. Pat and I freaking love that.
See, like, I didn't have a game system, so I don't know about renting games. I just rented movies.
I was from the Nintendo era, of course, so when
I
rented games. I
wasn't allowed to get one.
I rented Narc, and I remember asking my parents, I'm like, what is this game about? And I found out later it was about, like, drug enforcement agencies. Things little Shannon shouldn't have known about then.
Yeah.
Another movie I rented just to death was the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Yeah.
That was a mistake. And Home Alone, which was also a mistake.
I used to rent Pee-wee's Big Adventure a lot.
I remember my grandma would take us to rent movies and stuff, too, to have like a movie night at her house. And she let me get the Sonic movie. And I was so excited.
And then disappointed.
Nope, not like.
Hey, I love the Mario Brothers movie, Mandy. Too. Yeah, young Shannon watched mm-hmm. Mario. And I loved it
at
the time.
We rented Ninja Turtles a lot.
Oh, yeah. No. That was a purchase immediately. Like with my parents, I'm like, hey, do you know Ninja Turtles came out? You didn't. Now you do. And I expect it here.
I would like it.
I watched Ninja Turtles to death. Like, oh my God. Then the second one came out and I loved it. And then the third one came out and I was like, the fuck
look
is this? Going back in time. Why do they look like toads?
Yeah, that was
Ace of Gray was wrong about that one.
Now he admitted it too because he went back and watched it and you could just hear the glass shattering.
Yeah.
Like while he was watching it. Yeah. You know, the Turtles movies were immediate buys for my family as well.
Yeah.
We also recorded a lot of movies
uh-huh.
when I was a kid.
Oh, that was God. Ours. Yep. Whenever
so
they had,
many.
Like, the Sunday Disney movies, record.
Yep. Oh, no. When I got satellite and I discovered renting movies there.
Pay-per-view.
Yeah. Holy shit. Like, I remember just telling my parents, I'm like, you have a credit card, right? Is there a lot on it? And I made poor choices. Like, I rented Broken Arrow with John Travolta and Christian Slater. You know what that movie's about? Neither do I. Because I can't remember a goddamn thing about it other than Samantha Mathis. Stop it. You stop it, both of you. Listen.
I remember one Christmas, my parents got me one of those small TVs with the VCR in it
uh-huh.
for Christmas for yep. my own room. Oh my God, I recorded so much shit on that.
Uh huh.
And I was so happy to have my
Toonami.
Own TV.
I would set up the timer
Toonami,
and I would
Disney
tape
movies,
all of it.
Sailor Moon all
uh-huh.
the time.
I had, when Lindsay moved in, she could tell you, I had just a glass cabinet full of every Sailor Moon episode
yep.
on VHS that I would watch every Christmas. I would just lay down on my floor because I didn't have furniture.
Yeah.
And I'd lay down on the floor with like a 2 liter of Pepsi and popcorn and I'd watch Sailor Moon until Christmas. That was my Christmas tradition.
Well, I mean, when you're a kid too, the floor is great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, not mine because there wasn't any carpet.
Oh.
So it was just like old wood.
Actually, whenever we moved into a place where our room was on hardwood, I friggin' loved it.
Not so much hardwood though. Imagine like you bought boards from
so wood paneling.
Wood paneling that had carpet over it, but then like
the carpet had been worn away.
Well, the carpet it flooded. You know, we used to have bad flooding where I was from, and the carpet just got all musty and me and my cousin Ryan eventually cut the carpet up, and I was like, I'd just rather live on the floor. So yeah, it was like old dirty wood floor.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well.
You're camping.
Yeah.
So did you actually have like the VHSs, or did you have like recordings?
Recording. I recorded them off of, it wasn't even on Toonami. It was when it was still on like,
Not WB.
Yeah, WB. Yeah,
well, to be fair, half of mine was Toonami and half was USA.
Mine was KTLA out of Los Angeles. That was the first time I saw Sailor Moon. And I still remember, I know it was WB because I remember one commercial specifically that aired at Christmas where it was Batman Beyond. And Bruce Wayne is sitting at his computer console, and Pikachu was on his head dancing.
What?
Yeah. Have you never seen this commercial?
I didn't have WB.
I've actually seen this commercial. Yeah.
I need to see this.
Pikachu's
later.
On his head dancing, and at first he's all grumpy. He's like, what are you doing? And then eventually he's like giggling, and they're having fun. And then Terry McGinnis walks in, and he goes, how long have you been standing there? Long enough. Yeah.
I do remember that commercial.
Because I was like, good. Holy shit, Batman and him, Pikachu together?
Yeah. We didn't have WB on our cable stuff.
I had old satellite. This was that old. I've told him before. I had that big, like, Secret Service USA military style satellite.
One of those things.
Yeah. I had one of those galaxies.
I had one of those at first too. Like that was our first satellite. It wasn't Dish or DirecTV. There was something else before that. That's what this one was.
Yeah. We always had cable. But I watched WB. I watched a lot of Hamtaro.
Yes.
I wanted a hamster so bad. I never got one.
I watched Hamtaro just. I don't know why.
Snoozer,
just that stupid song.
Osnar beat you, boss. Let's go.
I freaking
she
love
knows it.
It.
I watched it like once or twice. The most of the time that I saw Hamtaro was in those. Okay, do you guys remember online chat rooms?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'll tell you why in a second.
All right. Well, did you guys ever go to anyone that had gestures?
No.
This was...
We had to make up our own behind the asterisk, okay, which I'll tell you in a second.
No, we did those too. Okay, so yeah, there was a place called Virtual Places. That was this chat room area. And you could have...
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Right. Seriously. All right, so you could have basically how we have the GIF keyboard in Facebook nowadays. Imagine that, but fewer of them
and a lot of
sound.
Hamsters. Oh, so you had the hamster dance all the time.
Yes.
Do
you remember that?
That's the one.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You've never heard the hamster dance?
No.
Yeah, it really, it was just do 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 do
do
do do.
Do you remember that purple hippo gif?
Yep.
It was like this big purple hippo.
Maybe.
I remember that stupid baby from Ally McBeal, the dancing baby.
Yeah.
And the little devil on Angel Fire that everyone had on their Angel Fire page.
And then Steve and I always used a stick figure that was dancing. It was like break dancing and it was a stick figure. That was really fun.
God, the old days of the
internet. It was like parentheses, capital D for...
Back
and then
your
another
online
D
game
for dancing
was flingthecow.com.
No, my online game was Ultima Online. That was the reason I got a computer in the first place. Yep. So let me tell you about my experience with the chat room real quick. So when I was a kid... Now, you got to remember, when I was a teenager, that was right when the internet really started being popular. We're talking, you know...
Early 90s.
Early, mid-90s, yeah. So, and later, late 90s, you know. Yeah. Anyway, we were still on dial-up is the point.
Yeah.
Everybody was on dial-up. So I go into a chat room because all my friends are going to chat rooms. They're like, yeah, it's great. You can talk to people. You can meet people. You can talk to girls. That's what it was. You could talk to girls because I was from a trash bird town and it was surrounded by trash birds and they weren't good enough for me and my semen. So I needed a girl from somewhere else that would never see my penis. And stop laughing.
Look, shut up, Lindsay. Everybody had the digital girlfriend or boyfriend in other cases.
Or both.
No.
Why limit yourself? So... I'm in a chat room the first time, and for whatever reason, I decided to use my actual name. And if you know me strictly from the podcast, the way my name is spelled is not how my name is actually spelled.
Nope.
I do that, one, as a way to trick family members that might try to contact me, which isn't such a problem anymore because most of them are dead. And two, it's the Irish spelling, and I think that's cooler. If I had a choice, that would be how it's spelled.
Lane messaged me one day, and he put Shannon S-E-A, and I was like, I wonder if
you're
he
like,
knows.
Who's that guy?
I was like, I wonder if he knows that's wrong.
My name's actually spelled S-H-A-N-N-O-N, which is, if you're looking at it, very feminine looking, you know?
I mean, it's feminine.
It's unisex.
Yeah. But like, it can, unisex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I put that as my name going into the chat room, and I wasn't there 2 minutes before someone private messaged me, and literally, like, put in asterisks, like, I lead you upstairs to the roof. I follow behind you to look at your long, slender legs as you walk. And I'm just watching this all come up. And he's like, I take your hand and, you know, kiss on your fingers and whispering. And I'm just like, dude, no, I'm a dude, dude, no, my name is Shannon. He was like, oh, I'm sorry. And I left the chat room and that was it. I had a bad experience.
No, yeah, I went to those a lot. And yeah, the role playing chat rooms.
That no, I didn't go there. This was just a basic ass chat room.
I used to really get into like the role playing chat rooms. Just like.
What kind of role playing, Jessica?
Not that kind of role playing because I was like 12 when these things stopped being a thing. But then it was all about forums after that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I did, I was big into a Star Wars role playing forum.
I was too, actually. Yeah. Yeah. Weird.
Mine was called Order of the Lightsaber.
Mine wasn't.
No, okay.
Mine was just like Star Wars, a forum.
Because I think we talked about this before. Because it would have been amazing if you were in the
same
like,
game together.
That would have been great. Because, no, that was awesome. Like, there were several different factions. It kind of took place during, like, an Old Republic, but before Nice the Old Republic ever came out. So it was neat.
Guys were doing this, I was just reading bad fan fiction.
Well, yeah. did I tell you what happened in my game?
No.
It's a really quick story.
Go ahead.
Literally, I sign up for the game, and I go, and they're telling me, all right, here's your ship and whatnot. And I'm like, well, I'm the super cool, heroic rebel pilot. So I jump in my X-Wing and lead my squad of X-Wings against these guys. And the guy goes, okay, well, your squad just died and you're dead. You shouldn't have left your capital ship. And I was like, can I re-roll? No, game over. And I'm like, fuck, that was quick. That was the shortest captain ever.
I read on fanfic a lot, and then I got on Gaia Online a lot.
I remember Gaia.
And I was like, this avatar is so cool.
Yeah, except you had to get, like, so many points to get anything
like the
decent.
Angel Staff.
Yes.
I was pissed about that.
I wrote fanfic. I did not play Gaia. Someone tried to get me to play Furcadia. You guys remember Furcadia?
I remember of it, but I never got on it.
Do you remember?
Don't go.
This was after chat rooms, but it was like, with webcams, chat rooms, so you'd have like a video.
No,
I never did that.
There.
Yeah,
I didn't do it, but I just remember that was a fad one time.
And now, well,
I mean,
no,
that was a thing for a while, like Omegle right now and stuff like that.
Chat
like
roulette.
I remember
stuff.
Omegle.
Yeah.
Chat roulette. Remember we tried like you, me, and Garrett to get together.
Yes.
And it happened one time.
Yep.
That was awesome.
I don't like that. Anything where you can visually see the person.
Yeah.
Because then it gets creepy.
No, my friends tried it one time, and they'd always get like dick pics.
I was gonna say boyfriends or girlfriends.
No, just guy friends.
Guy friends. That's what I mean. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't your female friends, it was your guy friends.
No, yeah.
Like, I can't imagine a female going on that because.
Yeah, no.
This is
they
the perfect,
got a lot of.
Yeah.
The,
it's the perfect example of how the internet is just filled with guys looking to just be
I mean,
guys.
This was like 8 years ago.
It was a more innocent time.
Ish.
But, I mean.
It's just webcams are way more available now because they're on every laptop and tablet.
Yep. And your phone with Wi-Fi.
The only good thing I've ever seen on. Did you ever see the video of the chat roulette with the owl man? I think I showed it to you, didn't I? So there's this movie that came out a couple years ago called The Lord of Tears. And I was super excited about this movie because it looks super creepy. It's about this guy who goes back to his like old family home and he keeps seeing this owl man. It's this like well-dressed suit, but it's a giant owl head. It's super creepy. Well, they put out this video where for a promotion where the guy dressed up as owl man and did like Omegle. Is it Omegle? Is that what it's called?
There's Omegle and there's Chat Roulette are the two big ones.
But Omegle is the right term.
That's one of them.
Yeah, he was on Omegle and like there was one where like this guy's playing the ukulele as it comes on and then he just sees the owl man just kind of, it's a dark room and he's kind of staring, he goes like, ding, 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 what the fuck? I'll show you the video after this. It's incredible. If you haven't looked up, like Lord of Tears Omegle, you will not be disappointed. It's great.
That sounds
funny.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause most of the, if I ever see like a GIF or a video or anything of, anybody on Chat Roulette or Omegle, it's someone getting like catfished somehow.
Yeah.
Like they just get baited into thinking it's like some, you know, hot chick or something like that. And it turns out to be a guy's ass or,
you really shouldn't go like, just look at porn. Just look at porn. Like, if you want to see a naked girl online, just look at porn. You can't get tricked.
They want that interaction is the thing. But like, honestly, what I wonder is if
a glory hole,
if you ever actually find a girl that's willing to hang out. Because I feel like, no. Like on Chat Roulette, that's willing to sit there and watch you jerk it. Because
Lindsay did not, no.
Because like, that's what, like a lot of these guys, whenever I tried doing Chat Roulette, I went into like, after the third time I saw some dude jerking off in the camera, I'm like, well, never doing this ever again.
Yeah, it's like a whole new way to sexually abuse somebody. Is that damn chat?
Camera
really
loads up.
Is when you see the videos of like, it's like 3 12-year-old girls together on there, like talking to people, like, maybe I'm getting too old for this shit, but I feel like 12-year-old girls should not be getting on chat roulette.
No.
I mean, there's actually an age requirement to get on chat roulette.
There's age requirements for Facebook, too. My cat has a Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying,
I got a friend request from a girl the other day that I think was friends. You remember Izzy?
Yeah.
I think it's one of Izzy's friends, because Izzy added me, and I added her, because Izzy was cool.
Yeah.
She's 14. But
Izzy the Destroyer.
Yeah. She was a cool girl. But one of her friends added me, and I got this ad of, it's just this girl in like a tank top and short shorts, and it's kind of risque, and I remember looking and like, she looks like she's 14, and she's mutual friends. I'm like, no. Decline? I don't need that stress in my life.
Right?
I got too much stress.
Ugh. Yeah.
So I avoid the chats. I don't like chat rooms. I don't like talking to people.
Nope.
I don't like when people message me on Facebook. Unless it's like certain people. There's this one guy that's been messaging me, talking to me about podcasts. He's a perfectly nice guy. But I just like, I don't like talking to people. I get socially awkward. That's why I have a show. Is I can talk and they can't talk back. That's the beauty of it.
This is how you hear my opinions.
Yeah.
Right.
Like President Trump. I just say what needs to be said, believe it or not, and I will not take questions about what you what you think.
Just accept it or move past it.
Yeah. No. Moving on. Do you still go to chat rooms?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
God, I can't even tell you last time I've been to one of those.
I think I've been in a chat room since high school.
Yeah.
In a string of boredom when I first found out about Omegle, I was kind of surfing through that because there's not, unless you specifically go to it, there's no camera feature to Omegle. But it was still like at one in five rooms I would go to wouldn't, because it automatically just matches you up with another person.
Right.
One in five attempts, the person wouldn't automatically leave as soon as I said I was a dude.
Because it's just dudes.
Mine was always age, sex, location.
Oh my god, no, ASL. If anyone ever sent me ASL again, I'd probably scream.
I was like, bye.
I mean, that's what Omegle is. Like, as soon as you get matched up with someone, their immediate thing is ASL. It got to the point where I just had mail copied. Like, they didn't care about the rest of that info.
Yeah. Age, sex, location. Dude. Never mind.
Yep. No, as soon as the thing popped up, like, I would just see ASL, control V, enter. And then I would just see a person has left.
So I did not know when I originally started on the internet, I did not know that you could copy text on websites. So I was into eFeds.
Were you transcribing stuff?
Yes. I was in my first wrestling eFed. Hunter knows all about this. Maybe Cody, I think. But they had this application you had to send with like, what's your wrestler? What's his gimmick? You know, you explain this stuff. And it said, please copy this into the email and answer it. And I was like, fuck, this is like a whole... So I took notes and I wrote down every single thing and then I typed it back out. And I found out later you could just control C to copy. I felt like such an asshole. Guys, it was so much fun learning about the internet back in those days.
Mm-hmm. Right. Attempting to learn HTML.
I had a pretty sweet website for a while.
Everybody had a pretty sweet Angel Fire.
I did.
I had GeoCities and Angel Fire.
And Angel Fire and then Tripod.
I forgot about Tripod.
In a digital media class, and it was pretty sweet. I just remember if you clicked on something, it's like fucking throwing star would like come out the side of the page and then come land back, and it was like a button.
Yeah, that was when you threw every gimmick you could into your website.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You have music playing in the background, flames.
I think I had like tails
you had, like,
hovering
little,
in a corner.
Border GIF animation.
Yeah. And if you were really good, you had the frame.
Uh-huh.
You had the main page and then a frame on the side. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was when I blew your socks off.
Yeah, no, actually.
I miss that.
My high school project, because I took webpage design junior year in high school, where I learned HTML. My project from that class still exists on the internet.
That's awesome. Or terrifying, depending.
Mine might, because I remember like a few years later I searched, but I could not remember the website now.
Lindsay's project still exists on the internet.
Don't you dare.
Oh my god, can we look at it after? We don't have to give it out, but we can look at it.
No joke. I can't. This is the thing that she hates the most in the world. And every time she would ever see me typing it in, she would run over and start hitting me.
Or put you in a chokehold.
Yeah, she's that obsessed over no one finding out what she wrote.
Why don't you just delete it?
I don't think she can. It's on another website.
It was something that was submitted type deal.
Yeah, and it's like before anyone thinks anything bad, it's not anything
it's
like
stupid.
Offensive.
It's Sailor Moon fan related.
She's going off about Chibiusa and why she's awful.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's literally what it is.
And I don't know why she hates it so much, but she is obsessed.
Because it's awful and there's bad spelling and it's just dumb and I was a moron.
Well, that's the president now. Tell them
this was ninth grade Lindsay. So.
My favorite was, what grade were you in when the guy dedicated the website to you?
Senior year.
Tell them about the website.
Do I have to? Yes. I'd really rather not.
Didn't he have a song on it? It was your song?
It was from the Sailor Moon soundtrack. And it's like, yeah, I couldn't listen to that song, like, at all, because of this little, like, stalker or whatever.
What was the name? You put him on blast?
No. No. That's just, no.
Oh, I love hearing stories about Lindsay's, the early days of Lindsay.
Early days of Lindsay are always fun.
Yeah. She was a loser before she met me. I turned her into a winner.
Yeah, we always talk about her mansion over there.
Oh, yeah. The McMansion. with her archery and swimming pools and golden cafeteria.
But she didn't have game system, Shannon.
I didn't.
You didn't. You probably could have gone to school. They probably had a full arcade.
No, it didn't. Not till after I left. It was when my little brother hit high school that they got the PlayStation in there for DDR.
Okay, you're like, did you really have a full arcade? Like, I was like, what school has a full?
No, they had the media cardio room, if I remember correctly, because they had a Wii in there, and then they had like DDR stuff.
Media cardio.
That's not being the same.
Now, granted, our school had a weight room, but
I mean, our school,
our high school
like,
did.
Yeah, my middle school had one.
My school's weight room was go in here and wait for your class to be over. This is your what was it called?
Study hall.
No, I only had detention like four times in my entire life. I got suspended once for fighting.
I think I only had it once.
I never had detention.
And that was because I didn't turn in my math assignment. Because
I was a goody two shoes office gopher.
See, I kind of was too, but I still had detention once.
For what?
Do you really want to hear this story?
I do.
Sure.
Well,
and I'll tell you why I got suspended.
I got set up.
What?
Yeah, no, this is some serious eighth grade drama right here.
That was the best drama, was the high school drama, all right. The mid school drama.
No, like, this is good.
Eighth grade was middle school.
The more you hear about this, just the nerdier it's going to get. All right. So I was in intramural scholar bowl, as a lot of people here know, back when I was in middle school. And, there were four of us in my grade that were really, really good and really competitive at this game. And all four of us were in the finals, like it was about to be like, we had it actually during graduation ceremony. They set us all up in the gymnasium. It was kind of a big deal. Like, and we had like our final four matchup. And, we had been taunting one of my friends, like one of the guys on my team had really bad athlete's foot. So he had, Epsom salt with him.
Oh no.
And we had been taunting, one of our other good friends that was on the other team. With this Epsom salt thing, we're going to, you know, like poison him the day of, you know, because basically for those of you that don't know, Epsom salt is a powerful diuretic. Like, it laxative.
Yes, we get it.
Yeah, all right.
Just poops a lot. We get it.
So, yeah, we've been threatening, like teasing him with it. We weren't actually going to do it. And one of the dudes on the other team, like this guy's just a huge cockbag.
At Hunter too, isn't it?
Well, I met Hunter when I was in sixth grade.
Gotcha.
And I don't think I saw him after that though. Either way. Yeah, no, dude is a huge douche. And, one of the other guys that just, he wasn't even involved with the event, but sometimes he said at this dude's lunch table. And he's like, all right, so I know you guys have been teasing Elias with this. I really want to see this dude go down. I want to take him down a peg. Like, let's set it up. Let's get him. And I'm like, I don't know. We don't actually want to do it. We can get a lot of trouble. But either way, like, after all of it, we decided to go through with it. So at lunchtime, dude brings over this guy's milk. And, we put the salt in the milk and he takes it back. And then as soon as the dude comes back from the bathroom, he just like stands up in the cafeteria, like five tables down from us. Like, guess what, Jesse? You're disqualified. Yeah, he tried to get me DQ'd from the tournament.
We're trying to poison him.
This whole thing was a setup to get me disqualified
by
from the tournament. Do what?
The guy you were teasing?
No.
Oh, just
completely
unrelated.
Yeah, just douchebag. Just okay. Douchebag guy. Douchebag guy and douchebag friend. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, so I ended up playing. I ended up winning. Whatever. Screw you guys. And I spent the very last day of the semester, and it was a half day. I spent that day in ISS.
Aw. I was hoping you were going to say you spent the last day holding him down and pouring Epsom salt into his mouth.
I kind of wanted to. Like, I did actually get confronted after the award ceremony by the kid's mom. And I was just like, your son's a psychopath. And just moved past it.
But you were going to poison him.
Uh-huh. He was a douche.
Bad people deserve bad things.
And plus, poison him. I put a half teaspoon of Epsom salt in his chocolate milk. He may have had the runs later.
That poor chocolate milk.
I want
milk.
Chocolate milk. Right?
You want the runs?
No, I just want chocolate
don't
milk.
Don't drink milk around Jesse. So I got suspended one time when I was in school, and it's because me and this guy, John Mathis, I don't remember how it started. I think I walked over, and I tried to grab my book bag, which was like behind him on the bleachers. And you know that thing when you reach over to grab something, and they kind of do that slurp motion, and they kind of grab your head, like, was this the thing we just did, probably? Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like you bend over to grab something, they grab your head, and they go, like, yeah, it's stupid. Well, I didn't take kindly to that, so I pushed him, and he pushed me, and we pushed each other, and that was the end of it. I went to a very, very urban school. So there was, like, me, John, and three other white guys, and that was it. Literally. Literally.
A tiny town urban school.
Yeah. No, I mean, it wasn't like Chicago or anything. Like, it was Mound City, Mounds. But the craziest, most dangerous, violent offender in the school, we all knew, walked up to me after the scuffle and said, "Hey, you see those black guys over there?" And I look over and there's just a group of black guys. He's like, "They told me they were going to beat your ass if you didn't fight John." And I was like, "Okay, where's John?" Who was kind of a friend of mine. But, you know, I was smart and I knew I had a better chance against this one guy who I like than these like seven guys.
It's like, John, I'm sorry about what's about to happen.
So I find him in the hallway. I run up to him and I take a swing at him. And, it's one of those things that you have a plan until you get hit. Mm-hmm. So as I walked up to him, I said like, "Hey, motherfucker." And he punches me in the face. And I stumble back and I stand there for a second like, "Okay, what was the plan?" Just walk up to him. So I walk up to him again. He punches me in the face again. And I fall back and I go, "All right, third time's a charm." But this time I jump behind him and I grab him. I start hitting him in the back of his head. By about that time, we get pulled apart and we both got suspended. He called me like the next day and apologized. And I was like, "Yeah, I didn't want to fight you, but they were going to fuck me up."
The black guys probably told him the same thing.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
They just want to see two white dudes fight.
Yeah.
Well, let's fuck with them.
They got it. He got sent to the nurse. I got sent to the office and I'm like, my eye is swelling up because he got me good right on the eye. And I'm like, "You see the damage on my face? There's no damage on him. He's good."
Witnesses say you instigated?
Yeah.
Sort of. And they were like, "Did anyone?" And I remember them asking me, they were like, "So, you know, someone told us that someone kind of got you to fight each other. Is that true?" And I remember seeing those guys punching their hands, looking at me. I was like, "Mm-mm. I just want a piece of them. I'm crazy." And tell everyone that, please. I'm a monster. And my dad, he was cool about it. He was like, "Did you hit him too?" I was like, "Yes, sir." He's like, "Okay, as long as you got him, like he got you." That's a bad way of thinking, by the way.
Right.
That thought process of give as good as you get.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
eye
always
for an eye, yeah. All that good stuff.
That's not always good.
You know, my dad did the same thing. Like if I ever got into any kind of a fight anywhere, like, yeah, he would do the same thing. Like,
he just wanted to make sure you got some punches in.
Well, yeah, no, whenever he would see me, like, you know, it looked like I got into a little bit of a fight. It's like, "What was the other guy look like?" And just, that was it.
I don't know. I always tell Mike, like, if some kid, like, keeps picking on him and, like, he doesn't, like, if he tries to walk away or tell him to stop and they don't, I'm like, "All right, we'll punch him back and show him what it's like and then walk away." Like, this little douche at his soccer, this kid would just run around and, like, punt everybody's soccer ball. Like, I get that's not a fight, but he wouldn't stop. And, like, that pisses me off that he's just like, "I'm gonna be a dick and punt. Like, punt everyone's soccer ball." So I was like, "Punt his. Like, make him go run after his."
Are you going to be Crazy Soccer Mom?
No.
Are you going to be Will Ferrell on that SNL skit? "Get on the bag, Mikey."
No.
"Get on the bag."
No. But, like, I mean, if they don't stop when you tell them to stop or something, I'm like, "All right, we'll do it right back to him and show him what it feels like."
Yeah, I mean.
But I don't tell them to, like, finish it or anything.
If someone punches you, you should absolutely have the right to punch them back.
Yeah. Defend yourself.
Yeah, defend yourself. But don't go looking for a fight.
Yeah, no.
Like, I'm not all for that. I preach pacifism as a rule.
And Lindsay. It's good because, like, at his taekwondo, they're like, "This is, like, for defense. Like, don't walk up and blah, blah, blah."
That's what they
like
told. I actually took taekwondo in Mounds, and that's what they told me first day. I was like, "Yeah, you don't use this to fight people. You use this to defend yourself and defuse the situation."
Yep.
But that's not why I took it. I wanted to learn how to fight people. And after probably 4 weeks, 5 weeks of nothing but blocking, I quit and just watched Power Rangers.
Mike is six, and he's learning how to backflip.
Well, that's
like,
kind of neat.
Yeah, I know. I was like, "Can I get in line?"
Like backflip or back handspring?
Backflip.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, he's not the greatest at it because he's six, but I mean, they're learning.
You start now.
To
he'll be
jump
doing parkour.
And tuck your knees and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He says he does parkour now. It cracks me up. He runs and jumps up on the curb and then jumps off. He's like, parkour!
Show him, look up like a fail army parkour fails and say, you don't want to do parkour. One, you look like an asshole. Two, you could get hurt.
This could happen to you.
See the way his neck is bent like a U?
That's not good.
That's not how your neck's supposed to look.
Did you see how his leg flopped over? And
he has told me he wants to wrestle, though, from watching all the videos that I edit. Okay. He's like, I want to wrestle.
In that case, show him, say, this is Sid Vicious. Woo! This is Sid Vicious jumping off the top rope. Now, see how his leg dangles? That's not how legs are supposed to look.
Because he saw, like, Austin and stuff doing flips and liked it. And I was just like, yeah. I was like, you want to go with me one of these times? But I'm always ringside, so I can't really bring him. Maybe.
I say it's family show, but Espy's there.
He's heard me cuss, so.
Every show, Brandon Espinoza. I love him. He's a great wrestler. He was wrestling CJ Shine at like one of the third or fourth shows. And for no reason at all, they're wrestling. and he just goes, fuck you, CJ!
Yep.
I remember we all went, the room just kind of a collective gasp, and we all looked at Ken Murphy.
No wonder why CJ hasn't come back.
I miss CJ. That was a nice guy, too.
Right?
Yeah.
I still have him on Facebook.
Oh, me too.
He was in the show that I went to, wasn't he?
He was. He's the one that took the selfie after the show.
Yeah.
Super nice guy. Yeah. They got a show this Saturday at the Lawless Harley-Davidson Arena.
Yeah.
Arena, I say. It's the shop.
Yeah.
Lawless Harley-Davidson. And it's going to be a good show. We're going to be there. I need to talk to you. I don't have to talk to you because I already talked to you.
We can still talk, though. Just okay.
I like talking
up.
To you. You're a nice guy.
Oh. I know he means it as one of the guys, not offensive.
Yeah. Well, is there an offensive way to say that?
No, just you said that she is a nice guy.
Yeah.
Instead of girl or gal.
Oh, well.
I
know,
understood him.
Use the masculine the pronoun for a singular individual.
I have evolved past seeing gender or sex. At this point, everyone is my brother or sister.
Okay, you just identify two genders.
No. Because your brother can be, your sister can be your brother if you make fun of him.
Wait. What?
Like, if you were my brother and I said, yeah, this is my sister, Jessie. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay, so you still have two genders identified? I don't know what you're trying to say.
I don't either.
Oh, my God.
I had a joke to go with this, and now I'm just trying to, like, I'm that dog in that building. This is fine. I can survive this. Just keep talking.
I'm okay with the events that are taking place.
Just keep saying things, and eventually they'll stop asking questions. I feel like that's Donald Trump's strategy.
Oh my God. Fuck up
so much that they'll just stop asking you.
Well, yeah. Well, no, they'll eventually ask them, like, everybody be asking the same question. Are you going to resign before we impeach you? That's what I'm really hoping is the next, like.
And then he'll put shit on Twitter.
I don't think his pride will let him.
Yeah, I don't want him to resign. I want him to get busted. I want him to. And my God. All right, so I actually, if you're a Podzilla fan, go to Blogzilla 1985. I just posted a new article today about Donald Trump, about who exactly he is working for. Did you see this thing about the Turkey president? On Tuesday or Wednesday?
The bodyguard that choked a woman out? Or?
Not just a bodyguard that choked a woman out. This was an entire... Lindsay's showing Mandy a Pokemon card.
Oh, my God.
I have to finish my point, though, or else people
are going
to get
upset. Yes, continue.
It's, so the Turkey president was visiting with Trump at Embassy Row. And at first, they thought that protesters were outside to protest the Turkey president. And they thought that those protesters got in a fight with pro-Turkey people. It feels weird to say Turkey.
Yeah.
You know?
It's making me hungry.
But now it comes out that it looks like the president actually ordered his bodyguards to assault the protesters. There's video evidence and it's on blogzilla1985.com. Go there and read my new article. There's video proof from the New York Times that shows him giving the order to beat up these protesters. And Trump hasn't said a single thing about it, of a foreign entity beating up American protesters on American soil, and not a single thing has been said by Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
Did you see the Time magazine gift today?
No.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That was sweet. Well,
it's a great visual gag for the audio podcast.
Yeah, no, pass that to Shannon. Hit the green arrow.
We'll do.
You can kind of see it. All right. For those of you that haven't seen this gift, Time magazine
has Tetris.
They have a new cover.
Show Lindsay.
I caught the tail end of it.
Yeah, where the White House sort of becomes
the Kremlin.
The Kremlin.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's real neat. It's a very significant message they're sending out.
Yeah. He's not doing himself any favors.
No, he's really not.
But I can't, you know, at this point, I don't even like talking about it because every time we talk about it, we get upset and go, well, this is the worst thing he's done. And he tops it every single week.
Single time.
It's getting to be almost every day.
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, come on. We watched the Seth Meyers recap.
Yeah. Every day Seth Meyers is like, and right
Sunday
before
and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah. And on this, I'm really, really hoping this Comey thing works out where, the
Mueller.
Do what?
Mueller, the former FBI head who is now doing a, inquiry. He's basically took over James Comey's job.
And now the FBI is being required to give up all these memos that went out. And supposedly one of them is a memo from Trump saying to stop looking into Flynn.
Yeah. He asked, James Comey to stop investigating Michael Flynn.
Asked is a strong word.
Well, he said
requested.
This is what he said. I don't have the exact quote, but I'm paraphrasing, but it was basically, I hope you can see it to give up this thing with Flynn. I hope you can give up this thing with Flynn. He's a good guy. So he didn't flat out say you will give it up, but he did it in a very, like, I'm the president. I hope you see fit to do this. It's definitely hinted at, but either way, it's obstruction of justice.
Yeah. So, I mean, if that memo actually went to Comey, and the FBI still has that.
Well, no, it's not a memo that went to him. It's a memo he took down. Comey had a private meeting with Trump, and apparently Comey is a notorious memo writer.
Paper trailer.
He's a paper trailer. He wanted to record every single thing so that way if anything happened, he would have, you know, memos and notes about what was going on.
Right.
And one of the things is Trump asking him to give up the Michael Flynn investigation because they knew what Michael Flynn was doing. They knew that he was crooked. They knew he was in the pocket of Turkey. By the way, he's on Turkey's payroll, the same Turkey that beat up American protesters after the Turkish president met with Donald Trump.
Yep.
Think about that. Like, no, I don't get it. I don't get Republicans. You know, they, at the very minimum of them saying Hillary's got emails that were deleted and they were chanting lock her up. She's the worst criminal. I know people that said they wouldn't vote for Hillary because she was the biggest criminal in the world and had not a fucking thing to back it up. They heard she was a criminal on Fox News, and that's all they needed. Now you have actual proof, or at very least, there's smoke coming from the burning house. You know there's something there. And they won't say anything about Trump. They're defending him.
Mm-hmm.
As he's my president, it's all liberal bullshit. Like, you are so fucking hypocritical. It's terrible.
And yet no Republican will go on air at all.
Yeah, they couldn't get a Republican last night to talk. John McCain was on Morning Joe this morning. Funny. And, was talking about it. And all they say is, well, we want to see the proof. We want to see the facts. But they weren't saying that when they were condemning Hillary Clinton.
Well, didn't McCain say something like, oh God, no, I lost it. McCain had a quote that was actually like, if I were in, this person's shoes, I would do this, but I can't remember any part of it other than McCain actually said something. Cause all I remember thinking is like, no, you spineless twat. You're just, you'll go back to the party lines. You'll do exactly what the GOP tells you to do.
Aces brought it up on a show a couple weeks, months ago because I said that, you know, we need more people like John McCain to hold President Trump accountable. But Asa made the great point of, when McCain's on TV and talking shit, he's very much anti-Trump. But when it comes to voting, he votes for what Trump votes for.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to save face with people, but at the same time, still keep his place in the party. It's terrible. Some Republicans, I just don't get it. I don't get the Republicans that are so uppity about Hillary Clinton and they won't criticize Donald Trump in all this. Like, I don't get it. A bunch of hypocrites. And that's...
Well, this may have been it.
I have to watch what I say because a lot of people I know either are Republican or their family is Republican. And I don't mean every Republican is an idiot. They're not. Because not every Republican was saying lock her up with Hillary Clinton.
No. Yeah.
But Trump's hardcore constituents, the ones that haven't given up on him yet, the ones that he lied to the most, they're still backing him up like he's their fucking god, and I don't get it.
Did you see the approval statistics for like the bombing in Syria versus Benghazi?
No.
Okay, so the whole Benghazi thing, there was the approval rating that had like a 32, like Obama had a 32% approval from the GOP and like a 37% approval from Democrats for what went down in Benghazi.
Crooked Hillary.
I can't say, like, I try to say Benghazi, but
my favorite, Hillary Clinton.
I've been making fun of, like, her emails, Benghazi.
Remington. Tanner. Tanner.
no, so, yeah, then they talked about, like, the bombing in Syria. And the Democratic or the Democrat approval rating is like a 32%. Like 32% of Democrats approve of like that action by the president. 87% of the GOP does.
Dang.
Well, yeah. I mean, look at the big votes that they've done, like for the healthcare reform and stuff like that. Almost every Democrat voted no. Every Republican except for like 6 or 7 voted yes.
The ones that got permission to vote, the ones that got permission to vote no because it would look bad to their constituents, but the vote wasn't necessary.
Yeah. It's terrible.
It's just like this stupid Betsy DeVos thing.
Yeah.
Where there were 2 Republicans that voted no when it, like at the final vote, but both of them could have shut it down before it ever got to vote.
Right. Uh-huh. And she did pass.
Yeah.
How many did she pass by?
The VP had to vote her in, didn't
it? Yeah. Because it was tied.
Healthcare, healthcare reform to repeal and replace Obamacare. How many votes did it pass by? 1.
Mm?
Every single thing, 1.
Yeah.
That's how little they're actually accomplishing.
The GOP is allowing certain Republicans to save face with their constituents by voting no.
This is going to end up as a big fucking disaster, and I can't wait, you know?
I mean,
and there are good Republicans, by the way. There are damn good Republicans. I like John McCain. I do. I mean, John McCain.
Okay. The thing is, like, there are Republicans with great ideals, but there is not a single Republican that will go against their party.
And you could say the same thing about Democrats, to be fair. Like, a lot of Democrats voted pro stuff. It's always split down party lines. It's usually not so controversial that it matters. But this has become super controversial because everything they do is a fucking mistake.
I feel like that it's never been this bad where like there is just an outright refusal to cross the aisle.
Well, it's never been this bad, or is it it's never been this exploited? It may be a good word for it. Like, because politics have always been split down party lines. It takes a lot to get people to swing one way or the other. But Donald Trump has so much attention on him for everything he does. Every mistake he makes, every vote that they do. And that's because, yeah, it's a mistake, but it's ratings. Like, everyone is obsessed with it. Everybody. If you turn on CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, 24/7, Donald Trump from the White House today. This is what Trump did. This is what Trump said. And Trump's got to be loving it.
He gets all the attention
he
wants.
Yeah, he loves attention. He, in his head, he thinks he's doing the right thing. He thinks people love him.
I mean, like, at this point, he's saying that he's been treated worse and more unfair
than any other
politician in history.
I guess he forgot last year with Hillary Clinton, which he led. And now he's the victim of it, and he's crying about it.
I heard someone that was like, when he posted that, someone was like, well, Lincoln and Kennedy are rolling in their graves.
Because they were assassinated.
Right.
Yeah,
because that was actually, I saw that in a GIF. And it was just JFK doing just this kind of like head tilt thing camera. Like,
he also has to think about how much crazier time is different compared to some other politicians, though, with social media and things getting out so much faster.
Yeah, the biggest mistake they do is they let him get on Twitter.
Yeah, he has Twitter.
Take that man's Twitter account away from
him. Other presidents back in the day who just had the newspaper and radio.
Yeah,
and maybe TV.
And if the president did something stupid, it's because they got caught. Like Nixon with the Watergate tapes, or even Mitt Romney. You know, I know social media was still, you know, prevalent and prominent back then.
Yeah.
But when he got caught talking about the I forget the exact percentage of people, he's basically talking about poor people and how they feel like they are owed healthcare and stuff like that. That ruined his chances at being president.
Yeah.
But Trump openly posts these things daily. And like, how much do we have to endure before someone steps up and just says, this is ridiculous. You're awful. Just an awful president.
I don't know. I really hope that it ends soon. Like, I just, except that, like,
stop being funny.
I need Trump and Pence to both get removed.
Well, I'm hoping it's the entire Republican Party. Did you hear last year, in a secret meeting with Paul Ryan and some other Republican top dogs? I don't know all of their names. I know Paul Ryan was the big one, but they have this secret recording of them talking about Trump and Russia. And one of them makes a joke about, do you know who Putin pays, who's on his payroll? And they mention one name I don't remember, and Donald Trump. And then they all laugh, and the guy goes, I swear to God, it's true. And Paul Ryan, at the end they say, okay, this never leaks. This doesn't get out. This is why we're family. It stays in the family. They asked Paul Ryan about that, and he said, that does not exist. That never happened. Then they played it and said, here it is. And he stumbled over his words and had to backtrack.
Ooh.
Yeah, that is the kind of bullshit we're dealing from the right. But if you watch Fox News, it's a witch hunt, and we're all fucktards. So.
Libtards.
Yeah.
Well, they're fucktards. We're libtards.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought you were saying that, like, it, It's all a witch hunt, and we're just a bunch of libtards.
At this table are libtards, but the rest of the country are fucktards.
Oh, okay.
It's very specific.
Gotcha.
I wanted to give like Trump a chance in the beginning.
We all did.
Yeah, because like it's like all those posts that people are like, this is like asking your pilot to crash a plane or something, you know? Like, just hoping they fail. And I was like, I can kind of see that. I'd like to give him a shot, but
yeah, cause he's
thing
the
pre- after thing.
He's
after
the president
thing.
Of the United States. You don't want the United States to fail.
Yeah. The problem is, yeah, because we even have, you can go back, it's on tape.
Yeah.
That election day episode, we were like, well, maybe he won't be so bad.
Yeah, we were trying to be positive.
Maybe this was all an act. It was just his way to get the presidency. It didn't take him a week to diminish what little hope we had.
I might get heat for this. I don't think Donald Trump is as awful a person as everyone thinks he is. I think he
depends on how you define an awful person.
Well, I really don't think that he like wants to punish America. I don't think he wants to screw everything up. I think he has the wrong people advising him, like Steve Bannon, Paul Ryan, and
he surrounded himself with all of his really rich buddies.
He did,
and all of his buddies are going to get really, really, really rich out of this administration.
Or get put really, really, really long time in jail, hopefully, or be embarrassed to the point that they can't, whatever. But I feel like if Donald Trump had better advisors, and if he would work with people instead of trying to be the boss, because this isn't a business.
No,
like the presidency is not a business.
Well, no, that's the country is a business, and we need a businessman to fix it.
How's that working out?
Or there is just legitimately something wrong with the man.
Even if you wanted to call the country a business, Trump is a failed businessman.
That was one thing when people are like, well, I'm voting for Trump because he's a businessman with money and he'll make. And I'm like,
I mean, the image is.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, the name Trump is synonymous with wealth. It is.
Yeah.
If you ask anybody, Donald Trump is like the wealthiest man alive. He's not.
No, but not even close. He's not even on the top 10.
The most honest thing I can say about Donald Trump, and I still stand by it, is that he's not qualified to be president of the United States.
No.
Like, whether he's a good person or a bad person, he's just not qualified. Well, I would have taken Rubio or Cruz or Kasich. I would have loved Kasich as president, but no, we got Trump.
I would have taken Jeb.
Yeah, a fucking Bush. Imagine that. If you would have asked me that, he makes George W. Bush look presidential. I didn't agree with a lot of things that Bush said, and I was very critical of what he did, but at least President Bush, I never once thought he's not qualified to be president. He was a governor. He was political. He knew what he was doing. Donald Trump is a business guy. He's a piece of shit. Why is he president?
Yep. No, I mean, his entire goal as president is to make himself richer and like all of his friends. And honestly, I don't think that he's actively looking to destroy the country, but if destroying the country means he becomes a lot wealthier, then I don't think he'd think twice about it.
And that's not to get me started on. I just saw this today. My friend Michelle posted it of this comic of a very muscular, angry looking Michelle Obama and then a sexy drawing of Melania. And it says, make the White House classy again. Don't even get me started on that bullshit.
Oh,
there was a woman who said, thank God we've got a classy woman in office now and not an ape in heels.
Oh.
Because that's fucked up.
This
highly educated, strong black woman who's portrayed as lesser than a trophy wife from another country. Fuck that and fuck you. That is fucking ridiculous.
Uh-huh. No, that is so wrong.
That's another show for another time.
Yeah, because Michelle Obama is an amazing woman. Yeah.
She is incredible.
Yeah.
The Obamas were just classy.
They were.
Trump is a fucking trash fire. He's a trash bird. Lindsay?
Don't insult Trash Bird.
Go read the new Trash Bird comics out today. We got to get out of here. Before we get out of here, I want to say a special thanks to Toy Bomb here in Cape Girardeau because I picked up this sweet Ghostbusters 2 set there today. And they just opened up. If you're in the Southeast Missouri area, if you're in Cape Girardeau specifically, please go see our friends at Toy Bomb. Good stuff. Great toys. The guy that owns it is amazing. You deserve your business. So go check it out. I also want to... what's that?
On Broadway?
Yes. I don't know the exact address. It's like two doors down from Shibblebine's. You'll see it. There's a big face hugger in the window. Can't miss it. I also want to extend our condolences to the guys over at Press Start to Join who might not be back for a while
because
his Mac broke.
Yeah.
So that you should have used Windows. That's all I can say. But no, we love those guys and I hope they get back on the air very soon because I miss them. And if we can ever find them a way to get them on this show, I'd love to do
that. That'd be so cool.
That'd be really cool. All right. We got to get out of here. Jesse and Lindsay and Mandy, thank you guys for being here. Of course. Thank you guys for listening. Jesse, what do we got on Nerd Up this week? It's a morning show because of Backlash.
It is a morning show.
You going to talk about Black Lightning?
Yeah, probably.
What?
No, we're not. We're gonna probably talk about Dark Crystal. Honestly, like, not much has happened so far this week. We did get the Destiny 2,
saw it today.
Stream today.
Yeah,
our opinions on Injustice 2, probably.
Yes.
Yes, we're definitely gonna review Injustice 2. Such a good 2.
Game. If you can get Asa off that topic.
I know, that'd be like the last 40 minutes.
He'll just be playing it while you're talking.
Yeah, honestly.
It's really good. I like the characters.
Asa is a professional. He will stop. He'll, like, the controller will be calling for him.
He can multitask like a
He's a goddamn five-star man.
He's a professional. He will stop playing. Dalton, I'm not as confident.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Like, especially if he managed to get, like, the Nightwing kit.
Oh, like, you'll never hear from him again.
Is there a Nightwing kit?
Yeah, you can get the mask and the armor to make it look like Nightwing, and I'm fairly certain at this point that you can get the staff as well. But I know for a fact that you can get the mask and the armor.
So happy.
Uh-huh.
And good for him. Dalton deserves happiness. All right, so we gotta get out of here. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure you tune in to Nerd Up and turn up for Nerd Up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Sunday morning.
All right. Have a good night, guys. We'll see you then.